Finally for this week, the Premier League returned from the international break with one of the league's most fiercely fought fixtures, the North London Derby, as Tottenham Hotspur face Arsenal. But aside from geography, what makes this and all the other great derbies in the world unmissable? Andy Pollan has just published the book Classic Derbies and Epic Rivalries.
The two key things in the Arsenal history was that they moved from Woolwich up to basically next door, up to the North London. Obviously, it upset everyone. But the bigger story was 1919, just after the war. They tried to extend the First Division, and Arsenal, who finished sixth in the Second Division, they promoted, and Spurs get relegated. And they expected, well, you know, they just add a few more clubs in there, and we'll remain there. So that was a bit of that sort of still stuck and still wrangles to this day. That's the reason why we're all watching it Sunday.
What are some of the others that really catch the imagination from around the world?
You know, you want to check out the derby, the Cairo derby, Al Ahly against Zamalek, and that's Africa's biggest game, and it's just a fantastic game, really exciting, really, really hard hitting, and it's got all the elements. It's just a classic derby that people don't know about. The reason why I highlighted it was both sides are really, 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 you know, they go for it, and they're really, but to use a Scottish, they're pretty mental, right? They're pretty mad. But see, during the Arab Spring, the both sets of ultras were actually responsible for coming together. Hosni Mubarak, he was in charge, and there was the ultras on both sides, because of their ability to lead and strategize and organize. It was them that came together. It was them that got everything going. But people don't know about that. Another classic one is the Casablanca Derby, in Morocco. It's huge, huge. And that's a very working-class team. There's Raja against Wydad, and it's just incredible, incredible game.
Which is the delight of being able to thumb through your pages and learn about them. You speak about so many, but is there like a golden ticket for you, one you'd really love to go to?
I quite fancy. I know it says it's probably that you're not expecting this. I know you're expecting me to say Boca River Plate or something like that. I quite fancy there's one in India, the Kolkata Derby, where Mohan Bagan play against East Bengal. It's a kind of a friendlier one, but the biggest story from it is one side loves Hilsa, it's called. It's a kind of a herring. It's like a fish like herring. And then the other side loved prawns. It's got the class thing, obviously, but the next day there's usually the fish, the price of fish goes mental depending who wins it. I would love to go to the Feyenoord Ajax one as well, but that's actually getting so bad that they're starting to stop. There was one about three weeks ago, and the police, the mayor of Rotterdam had to step in and cancel it because the police refused to do it, and the police were already on strike, I think, and they were begging that we come out, so they cancelled the game.
I love the ones that you've mentioned, like the Casablanca Derby and some of these names. El Clasico, I mean, it comes with a name too, right? Le Classique as well adds to it all too. What's with the Eternal Derby? Because that seems to pop up a lot in Belgrade. I've seen it at the Derby of Eternal Enemies. I mean, they sound like movies.
But it's really, that's the Interior Ministry against the Ministry of Defence. And that's an incredible thing, that, isn't it? Football is about, it comes down to that. And in the end, it sort of evolved into Serbia's independence. One wanted the Serbian independence and one wanted a unified Yugoslavia. And that's in a game of football. So it's everything goes into it. And it's really, really violent, really scary. And often, and it's a horrible thing to say, it's the same with in Athens with their big derby. Sometimes the pyrotechnics and the colours often overshadow the football. The level of football is not that great. But you've got to take that into the package. You know, if you're going to see Barcelona against Real Madrid, the level of noise in that particular game, it was incredible. But there's not really that level. The level of football is brilliant. But a lot of the games, the level of football is just not that. But the atmosphere is terrifying.
About everything that goes on around it. Well, that's just a flavour of some of those classic derbies and epic rivalries, of which Arsenal Spurs is one, and to look forward to at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Andy, thank you so much for coming on Sports Hour.
Three each. Thanks, Caroline.
Andy Pollan, author of Classic Derbies and Epic Rivalries.